So it's appropriate that we should spend a little bit of time looking at some of the halakhot associated with Sfirat HaOmer. I want to do a whistle-stop tour of the relevant halakhot. So first of all, there's a machloket in the Rishonim about the nature of the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer bizman hazeh, nowadays where there's no Korban HaOmer in the Beit HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, even nowadays it's still a mitzvah d'oraita that we should count the Omer, but according to most Rishonim, it's actually a mitzvah d'rabbanan, because there's no Korban HaOmer, so it's just Zeichel HaMikdash. Very famously, Rav Soloveitchik suggests that that's the difference between the two different Nuscha'ot, whether it's Hayom Arba Yamim La Omer or Ba Omer. If it's La Omer, it's referring to the 4 days since offering up the Korban Omer, or if it's Ba Omer, it's referring to the Omer period of time. The Pasuk tells us that Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Tiena. There have to be 7 complete weeks that you're counting. And the Gemara indicates in Masechet Menachot, this means that you have to start count each day at night, because then you've got completeness. Certainly the first night you have to count at the beginning of the evening, but you count at night and then you've got complete days. And lechatchila one should count at the beginning of the night. If you didn't count at the beginning of the night, then you can count any time throughout the evening. But one shouldn't say, oh, you know what, I'll count when I go to bed at 11 o'clock. No, you should count when it gets dark. What if you didn't count at night and you remembered the next day? So this is a machloket in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, you count in the day with a bracha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no, you can't count in the day. There's nothing achieved by counting in the day. The Rosh Paskens, that you should count in the day, but without a bracha, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Siman Taf Pei Tet. Very famously, the Pahag introduced, this is the Baal Halachot Gedolot, one of the Rishonim, introduces the notion of Tamimot, of completeness, with regard to the continuum of the Sfira, meaning that you have to count every one of the 49 days. Most of the Rishonim disagree with him, and they hold, no, you missed out 5 days in the middle, you still carry on, each day is a mitzvah in its own right, you still carry on counting with a bracha when you remember. But in actual fact, the Halacha, we Paskin that we're choshesh to the sheet of the Bahag. So that means if I forget to count the 10th day altogether, I don't count it now, it's all during the day, then maybe the halakha is like Rav Rishonim, in which case I carry on counting as usual, but maybe the halakha is like the Bahag that I don't carry on counting. So therefore, I should carry on counting as usual, but without saying a bracha. What if you can't remember? You come to the 10th night and you just can't for the life of you remember, did you count the previous day or not? In that case, it's a Svek Sveka. We've got a double doubt. Perhaps you did count the night before, so there's no problem with the sheet of the Bahag. And even if you didn't count, then perhaps we don't follow the Bahag. So in that case, one would carry on counting even with a bracha. An interesting question discussed by the Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha actually suggests that this is a machloket in the Rishonim, but the question of whether or not we can apply the regular principles of Shomer Ka'oneh to Sfirat HaOmer. Generally speaking, if I need to fulfill a mitzvah which needs to be recited, I can fulfill it either by reciting it myself or by listening to somebody else reciting it on my behalf. On Kiddush at Friday night, I can say Kiddush myself, or I can listen to somebody else who's got a chiyuv of Kiddush reciting Kiddush for me, and I can be Yotzi that way. So with Sfirat HaOmer, can I listen to somebody else saying Hayom Chamisha Yamim LaOmer, or do I have to say it to myself? The Levush and the Chot Yaakov suggest, since the Pasuk says Sfaratem Lachem, you shall count for yourselves, that Shomer Ka'oneh doesn't work here, and that everybody has to say the day themselves. However, the Pri Chadash disagrees, and he oh no, it's like any other Sfaratem Lachem simply means that I can't get somebody else to do the mitzvah on my behalf without me being part of it. Beit Din can't do it on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But if the chazan stands up and says, Hayom Chamisha Yamim La'Omer, and everybody listens carefully, and responds Amen or Achamani Yachazilanu, whatever it is, or even doesn't respond at all, they Yotze. The Chaya Adam says, in that case, you fulfilled the mitzvah through Shomer Ka'oneh, you should repeat the Sfira, but without a bracha. There's an interesting machloket Rishonim discussed by Rabbi Akiva Eiger about Sfira Bichtav, about if I write out, today is the sixth day of the Omer, have I fulfilled my obligation that way? Question addressed by the Bal HaMa'or at the end of Masechet Pesachim is why in Chutzla Arex, when we've got Sfeika de Omer, don't we say tonight is the fifth night of the Omer, tonight is the fourth night of the Omer? Because I don't know, is it the fourth or is it the fifth? So the Bal HaMa'or says very simply, because we paskin that Sfirata Omer nowadays is Durabanan, so I don't need to worry about such a suffix. Rav Zevin in Hamadim Bahalacha brings down a view that it's not because of that, it's just because this is the nature of counting. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of counting, then by definition it has to be something which you're certain about. Counting is, this is the fifth day. It's not, this is the fifth day, or maybe it's the sixth day. That's not called counting. There is discussion amongst the poskim about the zman for Sfirat HaOmer. Sfirat HaOmer should be at night. You really have to wait for Tzeit HaKochavim. So that will depend really on the machloket Rishonim, whether Sfirat HaOmer is Dorait, in which case Tzeit HaKochavim is only a time of Safek Laila, so you shouldn't count then. Or is it Durabanan, in which case you can count Bein HaShemashot because Safek Durabanan Lekula. The Maisa, we say that under normative circumstances, a person should count Sfirat HaOmer Davka after Tzeit HaKochavim. But there can be grounds to be lenient about it. Every year I get somebody phoning me up, certainly towards Shavuot time, at Tzeit HaKochavim is until 10:15. So if their teenage son, 13, wants to be asleep in bed, or at least they want him to be asleep in bed by that time, or their 12-year-old daughter, can they count earlier? And certainly good grounds to allow it to Bein HaShemashot in cases like that. Sfirat HaOmer is supposed to be said standing up. Also, it's important that when you say the bracha, you know what day you're going to count. You shouldn't say the bracha and then check on your Credo Sfira counter or your Sfira app or whatever it is, or wait to hear from the chazan. But when you say the bracha, you should know what you're counting. Adkan.